At the end of Parshas Vayeshev, Yosef's roller coaster journey continues. Beginning of the Parsha, Yisrael Ahavas Yosef Mikol Banav, and he loves Yosef, then Yosef ends up in a pit. Then Yosef ends up in Mitzrayim at the head of Potiphar's house. Now Yosef ends up in prison. And then he meets in prison the Sarah Mashkim and the Sarah Ofim. And they tell him these dreams that they have. Yosef interprets those dreams for them and reminds them, and they get out of prison, they shouldn't forget about him. And it seems that Yosef puts so much, if not all of his stock, into the Sarah Mashkim and the Sarah Ofim. And in next week's Parsha, when the Torah tells us that Yosef had another 2 years in prison, it was because he put too much weight on in the Sarah Mashkim and the Sarah Ofim. And this is what we know is the balance between Bitochon and between Ishtadlus, that I have to trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have to know that Hashem will do what is the right thing. And at the same time, I have to put my efforts in. So what was wrong about Yosef? Doesn't Yosef sees these two people in prison? He sees their connection to Paro. Then that was the right thing. That was lobbying. That was advocacy. Explains the Beis Halevi, in a well-known comment, the Beis Halevi explains that asking the Sarah Mashkim to help his release would have been okay for a, so to speak, normal level of ishtadlus. But what Yosef was a different level. Yosef had such a high level of bitachon that sort of going to the Sarah Mashkim was considered something that was an affront to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Yosef being a Baal bitachon, having trust in Hashem, it was ran contrary to this asking of the Sarah Mashkim. The Chazon Ish, in his Sefer Emunah and Bitachon, writes that Yosef was a great Baal bitachon. Only because of the opportunity that he saw to get his freedom through this high-ranking individual. But Yosef should have understood, says the Chazon Ish, his error was that this Egyptian would have never helped a Jew, one who we didn't owe really anything to, since such a request could not qualify as reasonable hishtadlus. That was a flaw in Yosef's trust, in Yosef's faith and emunah and bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. According to the Beis Halevi, Yosef's level of bitachon exceeded his limit of ishtadlus. He should not have gone to that Sarah Mashkim. And according to the Chazon Ish, just as Yosef engaged in useless ishtadlus, so too Yosef therefore spends 2 more years in Mitzrayim and in prison. And this idea, this notion of the balance between bitachon and ishtadlus, they work in tandem together. We put efforts in, we try the best that we can in whatever that area is, whether that area is in our work, in our family, in our chinuch, in our shidduchim, in our whatever it is, we put a certain amount of ishtadlus in, and we also understand at the same time that we don't overemphasize our efforts, because that would mean weakening trust in Hashem. The Chovos HaLevavos, in his introduction to the Shara Bitachon, explains that if we put our trust in our efforts, Hashem may even abandon us. So therefore, throughout our lives, we strike this balance. And as we begin Chanukah today, the first day of Chanukah, we are living and witnessing this great balance of Bitachon and Ishtadlus in the world at large. When we see Chayalim who are singing Ani Mamin, who are giving themselves brachos, heads on each other's heads before they enter into Gaza and enter into battle, what more balance of bitachon and hishtadlus can we have? When a small ragtag army in the story of Chanukah overcomes Rabin Ma'ad Me'atim, the Maharal and others explain that we needed both miracles to make sure that we realize that ultimately everything was from Hashem, but it's this balance of bitachon and ishtadlus. And we hope that the same balance that we've shown throughout history, the same balance that we see between the right strategies to war, the right plan, and yet the animamim, the Shema Yisraels, the brachos to each other, should hope bring us the same light to the world that the miracle in the story of Chanukah brought.